Source of Compassion and Mercy, August 8. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, the scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Though now he is ascended to the presence of God, and shares the throne of the universe, Jesus has lost none of his compassionate nature. Today, the same tender, sympathizing heart is open to all the woes of humanity. Today the hand that was pierced is reached forth to bless more abundantly his people that are in the world. Through all our trials we have a never-failing helper. He does not leave us alone to struggle with temptation, to battle with evil, and be finally crushed with burdens and sorrow. Though now he is hidden from mortal sight, the ear of faith can hear his voice saying, "Fear not, I am with you. I am he that liveth, and was dead, and, behold, I am alive forevermore." Those who put away iniquity from their hearts and stretch out their hands in earnest supplication unto God will have that help which God alone can give them. A ransom has been paid for the souls of men, that they may have an opportunity to escape from the thraldom of sin and obtain pardon, purity, and heaven. Those who frequent the throne of grace, offering up sincere, earnest petitions for divine wisdom and power, will not fail to become active, useful servants of Christ. They may not possess great talents, but with humility of heart and firm reliance upon Jesus they may do a good work in bringing souls to Christ. Thousands have a false conception of God and His attributes. God is a God of truth. Justice and mercy are the attributes of His throne. He is a God of love, of pity and tender compassion. Thus He is represented in His Son, our Savior. He is a God of patience and long-suffering. If such is the being whom we adore and to whose character we are seeking to assimilate, we are worshiping the true God. If we are following Christ, His merits, imputed to us, come up before the Father as sweet odor. And the graces of our Savior's character, implanted in our hearts, will shed around us a precious fragrance.